We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how their rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that, let's get back to the Rich Eisen Show. You know, the stuff we talk about here. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. This piece of filet mignon.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
There's no comeback story for me. I've always been here. I've been living my best life.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You know, he didn't urinate down his leg, man. That's a great place to begin.
Mike Tomlin's a national treasure, folks. National treasure.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Jets cornerback Sauce Gardner. Still to come, co-founder of Merging Vets and Players, Nate Boyer. Celtics point guard Marcus Smart. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Sauce Gardner just joined us. Wow. He was telling us that Zach Wilson looks good. And then I looked down at my phone, and I see during the commercial break, Zach Wilson is in uniform out there with the Jets at practice for the first time since coming out here, going up the road.
Really?
And seeing Dr. Neil Eletrosh in his magic scalpel.
Oh, yeah, yes. There he is.
Magic scalpel.
Yeah, looking pretty spry.
Warming up. Although Flacco's going to start this week.
I don't. You don't want to put him in that quick.
They already said it.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got it on heel.
Let the kids we, you know, did you hear the Mannings were all over the Jets for throwing 59 times with Joe Flacco? 59 times with Joe Flacco.
That's like 50 cents. And again,
you know,
like,
you know, talking about, you know, the coach was calling out people who are being a little impatient with the Jets. I mean, how about a coordinator who is impatient with his run game? He runs 59 times, throws it 59 times. I guess when they started getting down by point, whatever. Look, I can't wait to see what.
Man, you bailed on that so
much. No, because I can't wait to see Zach. Because right now, it's all, and that's the problem with Zach Wilson being out. It's kind of a wash. Yeah. Like, okay, so Garrett Wilson will what? Get used to Joe Flacco and then bring in his new guy? Who's going to be hopefully the guy forever? Until he retires and we put his number in the MetLife rafters with a couple of banners? Honestly.
That's ambitious.
That's the way, hopefully,
that's,
it'll go,
that's
brother.
What he wants. Yeah.
You're not ambitious?
Yeah, I'm just saying that's ambitious.
What's your ambitions for Cooper Rush?
To win at least three games.
There you go.
That's all I'm asking. Okay. Not a lot.
I just want one. I just want Joe Flacco to go out and stomp on the elf this weekend.
Cooper Rush.
We just discussed the Brownie the Elf logo that's at the middle of the Cleveland Browns Stadium. And how we waded into that that highly popular decision by the Browns, not knowing this was a fan vote. Fans dig it. He's been there since 1940-something. I knew that yesterday, but
people in Cleveland think you hate them.
I do not hate them. I hate the way that they handled Deshaun Watson. And I don't, you know, I'm not into, you know, elf cartoon drawings in the middle of my NFL fields.
You need to put that elf on the shelf. I get it.
I understand that. But I love Myles Garrett. I love, you know, Stefanski. I've gotten to chit-chat with him every now and then.
You like Drew Carey, too.
So I like Drew Carey. I like Cleveland. I love Cleveland Rocks.
Get it. WKRP? You know?
Cleveland!
That's Cincinnati, buddy.
Oh, wow. Did he say WKRP?
Is
that what he just said?
Speaking of which, change the subject real quick.
You shouldn't, Rich. Let's marinate on this.
No. It's okay. It's okay. We could change the subject.
It's in the name of the song, the theme song.
WKRP in Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
Ohio, people. I was saying in Ohio.
No. It's okay. No, you screwed it up. It's fine, Mike. Here, Mike, can I make the excuse for you?
No,
I'll make the excuse. He's mentally tired from the physical exercise that Tom House gave him yesterday to rehab his shoulder.
By the way, no joke. I was doing that yesterday, too.
I can actually do it more. Better. I can keep them together.
But you keep minutes. You got to hold it for three minutes.
I'm not doing
three minutes, huh?
Yes. He said three minutes
it'll go
times
away.
Three. Yeah. You got to put your hands three different positions. So you got to put them together.
Yeah.
Then you got to do them out butterfly.
Yeah.
And then you got to reverse butterfly.
For 3 minutes.
Each.
Keeping your elbows
nine
together.
Your elbows touching together.
And you think, and here you thought Tom Brady eating avocado ice cream 360 out of the 365 days a year is the toughest thing he has to do.
I couldn't do it 30 seconds.
Man. Man, oh, man.
He said it would help your golf game, though. So I was
there you go. Give it a whirl. Give it a whirl. Give it a whirl.
You test that out this weekend.
So last night, came home and watched the end of the Yankees and Red Sox. And, hey, Aaron Judge hit not one, but two homers. One to right center field over the Red Sox bullpen, which is
barely
what we call
it. Over the wall.
Well, barely over the Red Sox bullpen wall.
No, it barely cleared the wall.
Well, it went over the Red Sox bullpen.
No, it didn't. It went into the bullpen.
Oh, I thought it went over.
It barely cleared the wall.
What about the other one?
It still hasn't landed.
It's still traveling.
Like, I think it's traveling down I-90 right next to the park.
And it went around Estero Drive.
It's so far.
It went through the old Big Dig.
It's literally going to Worcester right now.
Worcester.
57 home runs, people.
Phew.
Can I... Here's the problem with this conversation is it makes it sound like I'm denigrating Shohei Ohtani,
right,
and he is unbelievable and totally stipulated that what he is doing is something nobody else is attempting, let alone can do as expertly as he is doing, which is hitting for power and also pitching for power. What he is doing is truly unbelievable. Shohei Ohtani, and I just want to set it up with this, 12-8, 2.55 ERA, 188 strikeouts. And then at the plate, 34 home runs and 88 runs batted in.
Wow.
That is what we call completely and totally insanely stupid. honestly, when I took my kids to Anaheim a few weeks ago, it was Yankees and Angels, and they watched Ohtani and Judge homer in the same game. I told them, I'm like, we're going to be talking about this for a long time. And I will tell your children, I will tell my grandchildren, no pressure, about this. Honestly. What Ohtani is doing, again, is something we haven't seen since Babe Ruth. And that's why you keep hearing, you know, and he's doing it even better than Babe Ruth pitching, I guess. And then you keep hearing that. And my answer is, okay, so then why are we... Why is there anybody else considered most valuable player? Because nobody else is doing that. He's the most valuable player of 2023. You know, as long as he could just hit for power and pitch successfully, right? That's all. And I know he's doing it to a certain degree, but I guess just because he's doing it at all, you know, for a team in Major League Baseball, okay, got it. But I understand he's doing it really, really well as well. His team's 20 games under 500. And they've got Mike Trout, who just finished up homering in 7 straight, right? Got it. When he's healthy. What Aaron Judge is doing is what needs to be done for the Yankees to close out a division that has gotten uncomfortably tight because everyone else around him stopped hitting for about a month. But he kept on keeping on. He goes into Fenway Park last night and hits 2 home runs to get 57 on the year. He leads Major League Baseball in homers, runs batted in, runs scored, WAR. What is it good for? He's about to have he's closing in on having a double-digit WAR season, 10 WAR rating. Again, it's like the passer rating. Trust me, it's a great indicator of how good he is. The only others who have done that, Trout and Mookie Betts. And in case you want to just throw in there, okay, it's just like we haven't seen this since the Babe. That's why Ohtani's doing it and should be considered MVP. We haven't seen it since the Babe. And I know Judge isn't pitching. But according to Elias Sports, when Judge hit his 57th home run last night, his second of the night, the 8th inning shot that tied the game for the Yankees. Aaron Judge now has 20 more homers than the guy closest to him on the home run list this year. Kyle Schwarber's got 37. Last time baseball finished a calendar day with a player 20 or more home runs better than the next guy was on the last day of the 1928 season. Mm-hmm. When Babe Ruth led Jim Bottomley and Hack Wilson by 23 homers. And Judge may have 23 more homers than the next best, maybe Schwarber or anyone else, by the end of the season. Because he is, if you are spinning one in the zone, if you are trying to get one past him as well, he's murdering it.
By the way, both his home runs last night were on breaking balls.
Murdering it. He is just on it. And he's doing it in New York City, which is completely different than down here. Trust me, I'm born and raised in New York City, and I have lived out here for almost 20 years. Down in Orange County, next door to Disneyland and around the corner from Knott's Berry Farm. That ain't the Bronx. Long-time listeners, first-time callers, were born in that city. And he went rogue in the mind's eyes of some baseball observers and Yankee fans when he told the Yankees at closing in on age 30, I'm not taking that long-term contract for the amount of money you're putting on the table. I'm betting on myself. And he's doing this. And the lead that got built up that the Yankees are thankfully appearing not to squander. They're up 6 with 20 to play because the Rays and Jays are beating each other up right now. Judge is a major reason why that got built up like that. And the only reason why it hasn't been completely squandered is because Aaron Judge keeps hitting, even when he's intentionally walked all the time. So I just wanted to say that, man. I am not denigrating Shohei Ohtani, and I know what he is doing is something that no one else can do. But is that the member? Is that how is it that valuable if he's 20 under?
They're 30 games back in the division. Now, look, I don't like to defend the Yankees at any cost, but Judge has a 9 WAR. If you combine Ohtani's pitching WAR, which is a 4.8, and his hitting WAR 3.3, he's still behind Aaron Judge by a full point.
Again, that's a win above a replacement.
So it's just the average player. So Judge is worth an additional 9 wins. Combine Ohtani pitching and hitting, he's worth an additional 8 wins.
Yeah, but he's incredible, and any
obviously
team would take him.
But like, as
and
we've
he's
been
very
saying
valuable
for years,
to his franchise and the ownership and the jerseys, and there's value clearly in him. But we're talking about this year. Last year, again, Vlad Guerrero was on a Jays team that was closer to the playoffs than his Angels team.
Correct.
But it was also, I don't know, maybe just the first time I'd ever seen it, and I thought Ohtani was the most valuable player last year.
I think
year.
It's just time, and we've been saying this for a while, it's time to just add another award. It's really not a big deal. You're changing all the rules.
Well, what award would he win then?
Most outstanding player. He is the most outstanding player. What he does is incredibly outstanding.
Yes, it is.
It's not valuable. Because it's not translating to
wins.
Or
it's not as valuable as what we're seeing from Judge.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say it's not valuable. There's got to be a different word.
No. It's not the most valuable.
But value translates.
That's where the most comes in.
But value translates to wins. You're 20 under. You're 30 back. What about you is valuable? They would need 3 clones of him to even be in the wild card race.
Can you believe that? By the way, in remember that in May they were clearly going to play in October, and it was like finally we're going to see it. And then they lost 14-15 in a row, and Joe Maddon gets fired. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just felt the
Trout
need to
get
say
hurt,
it.
But
he did, and Rendon. I mean, he can't stay healthy since they paid a ton of money.
That guy is stealing
for
money.
Him.
Yeah.
Who's the MVP in the NL? Who are we talking there? Is it Mookie? Is it Mookie? Got to take someone from the Dodgers. Did you see his
Austin
catch?
Austin Riley's putting up a good year.
Did you see
Goldschmidt's been killing it all year?
Did you see Mookie's catch in right field last night?
No, I didn't see. Blacked out everything.
He's going for it's ticketed for either the right field foul line or just right or left of it, and he just tracks it down, swoops in, slides, catches it, and I guess the bullpen is just directly just as he's sliding, and he just looks at his teammates, even just like gave himself like wow, that was he even impressed himself. For Kershaw, who was throwing lights out.
He pitched great, yeah.
Yeah, that's a dope catch I just watched. And he was just like, ooh.
I know. It's just like, ooh, like, look at me. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm sorry. I know. This is not said with any malice. It really is not. It really is not. You know it, and every Red Sox fan knows it. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. In the same way that one of my downs yesterday was, why in the world would you trade A.J. Brown? I'm not saying A.J. Brown is the Mookie Betts of football. That was a spirit. It's the same spirit. The hell happened? Like, was he just like their own and they thought he was just...
No,
He was a flash in the pan? Was it?
He won MVP. I mean, I think that he didn't want to be there. And so they could have offered him anything.
Is that really what it was?
Seems like it.
Was it the city? Was it the...
No idea.
Because Mookie doesn't talk very much. I don't think he doesn't show up on any of the shows like this. Just again, another problem with baseball.
Isn't he from St. Louis?
He is so insanely talented.
He's from Nashville.
And kids love him.
He's amazing.
Rich, here's the example. If Judge leaves New York, why would he leave? Chris just gave an example. Unless he doesn't want to be there.
The Yankees didn't pay him whatever the hell he wanted this year. They didn't do it, and they opened themselves up to this sort of thing.
Exactly. But
and if they can afford $1.2 billion for a piece of AC Milan, they should have the money to give to Judge to make sure he doesn't go anywhere.
But if he leaves...
That's true.
If he just wants out,
why would he want out? It's a wonderful city with beautiful people. museums. New York is so much to offer.
You see what Judge said last night about playing in Boston?
What are you saying?
Possibility of signing with the Red Sox. We'll talk about that at the end of the year.
He ain't talking about it.
They're some of the best fans in baseball.
I saw him. He was on the on-deck circle in what turned out to be his final at-bat that they intentionally walked him in. Because in the 10th inning, and you could see there were some Red Sox fans giving him the business, and he's going through his warm-ups, and you could see he's smiling. He's hearing it, too. He's made for the big Northeast city. He's made for that.
He's made for the big baseball town. Media.
By the way, if I'm Judge, I give the same damn answer. Of course I'm giving that answer. 1,000,000% I'm giving that answer. And the Yankees deserve to hear that answer for him. Well, we need to see it, Aaron. Well, we're seeing it, and he's the MVP, and I don't want to hear anything else. I mean, you could call and say something. We'll have a very, robust conversation.
They have the money. They just got to pay him.
Please, they have the money.
They got the money. Just pay him.
$1.2 billion for a piece of AC Milan.
Just pay him.
Come on, man.
A piece?
Just pay him.
Doesn't want to be there, he doesn't want to be there.
That's exactly it. That's why I said that.
Is he turning into Magic Brooklyn?
I'm not going to be here.
All right. Let's take a break. Nate Boyer, there's a new movie out that we want you to know about and go see because it is about a very important subject about our veterans coming home for a theater of war and finding a new way in life. The Merging Vets and Players organization of Jay Glazer and this man, Nate Boyer, is in a new movie called MVP, and it's in theaters tonight. Nate Boyer is in studio next. Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save. Hey, when was the last time you seriously considered your dream? I mean, come on. You used to think about it all the time. What happened? I say it's time you and your dream get back together. Think about it. You could live the van life in a totally customized Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. You could tour around all 423 national park sites, build a mountain cabin with your dad, or start your own business. Really, whatever you dream up. And it's a Mercedes-Benz van we're talking about here. So expect innovative safety features like crosswind assist and blind spot assist. Expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a 5-star dealer network, and an available gas engine. It runs like, well, a dream. So what do you say? Head to the Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter. Tell them your dream sent you. We're back here on our terrestrial radio outfit, and I am sitting here with a friend of the program who I am thrilled that you are here, sir, because your new film, MVP, debuts across the country, and it spotlights so many impressive achievements as well as underscores so many important, issues going on with those who are involved in MVP and obviously coming off the battlefield. A film by and directed by Nate Boyer right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Nate.
You too, brother. Thank you, man.
Brother, I know you've been working on this film for quite some time, but it is now time to put it out there for everyone to see. How are you feeling?
Of course, nervous, excited. I'm really excited for MVP, the charity, for Merging Vets and Players. I mean, that's what the story's all about. You know, the film's based on the genesis of this organization that I co-founded with Jay Glazer. And, you know, we bring together combat vets and former professional athletes and help them find purpose and identity when the uniform comes off. And a couple of years after we'd been doing our regular huddles, you know, in the programs that we meet up every week at Unbreakable, Jay's gym up there in West Hollywood, and we train for about 45 minutes, and then we huddle up for 45 minutes or so.
And I've witnessed it. People put, you know, it literally is blood, sweat, and tears. It truly is. You're sweating, and people have just worked out, and you're working. Then you work through.
Exactly.
You work out,
through. I'm stealing that.
Please take it, because it is a beautiful thing to witness.
Thank you, Rich. You know, it is. It absolutely is, and it's changed me. It's helped me. Honestly, without helping build that, I probably wouldn't believe in myself to even try such an endeavor as trying to make a movie. But when that story spoke so loudly, I mean, Denver, who you've met, Denver Moore, he's been on the show. What am I saying?
Denver and AJ. Indeed. Yeah, right.
Denver and AJ, who have been on the show, both of these guys served our country and struggled quite a bit coming home. And this story, the character Zephyr that I'm playing in the film, that really the movie sort of hinges around from the veteran side, is based on those guys' backstories and so many of the other stories we've heard from vets that come through our doors. And with the veteran suicide issue that we deal with in the world today, really not just our country, it's an important thing to talk about. It's a hard thing to talk about. But we got to talk about it. We got to work out, and then we got to work through, just like you said. Mm-hmm. And this guy, this character, he meets a former NFL player, first year out of the league, named Will Phillips, you know, and also a composite character. So many of the men and women who play professional sports at a high level that walk through our doors, that character is built off of their stories. They meet each other. You know, one of these guys, the former player, first year out of the league, he's got the wife, the kid, the car, the house. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, he feels like he has nothing. And this veteran is living in a homeless shelter on Sunset Boulevard. And it's a very real place. I mean, we filmed on location in this shelter. All veterans live there. They call it the barracks. 48 bunks. They're always full. And there's a waiting list. And these guys meet, nothing in common on paper, but they're going through the same stuff. And they work through it together. And ultimately, the goal is to save one another, you know, and that's really what we do at MVP.
I mean, I've seen it. I've personally witnessed it, you know, not just for having watched the workouts and work through sessions, but, you know, I trained there for a 40-yard dash season, and I saw guys who were living in, as you referred to, the homeless barracks, who then would come to work at Unbreakable at the gym. And then I'd look at the list of those who are appearing in this film in cameos. I'm seeing, you know, Randy Couture, Tony Gonzalez, Howie Long, Michael Strahan, Tom Arnold. Wiz Khalifa has an original song for this.
Yes.
This is the Unbreakable family. Like, these are all people who have worked out of the gym or know you, know Glaze, you know, and then executive produced by Sylvester Stallone. Like, the MVP family is coming together to make this movie.
Jay Glazer, if I had not met Jay, I don't know what I'd be doing. I maybe be back in the military. Who knows? And that's totally great. And, you know, sure. Of course, I would, as we all do, we would figure out life. But Jay is not only an absolute bulldog and just makes things happen. I mean, you at all levels, and you've seen it
yes.
in various ways. But he is just, he just gives and he connects and he just wants people to win and be successful and gives them an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's not just me. I think I saw that opportunity and I definitely grabbed onto it and took advantage of it and ran with it. But the reason those people wanted to be a part of this was because of the story, because of the members, you know, because mm-hmm. of the vets and players family. And I mean, that's what spoke to them. And that's why they were like, you know, in the middle of the pandemic, sure, you're one of those people. Sure. You know, I whatever you need, we'll do it. And it's awesome. And I'm grateful for, also, you know, the NFL and the NFL Network, like lending the space and the time and helping us push this out. Super grateful for another J Connection, GNC. They're our biggest sponsor and they're the reason we're getting this wide theatrical release. I mean, it's all through people that have heard the story, have been touched by merging vets and players. And honestly, without Jay's crazy ass vision, you know,
yeah,
it wouldn't be a thing. I mean, when he told me this, I remember thinking, and I did both. And I can tell you both those locker rooms are the same. The struggles are the same. But I remember thinking like, I don't know, man, at sports in the military, that's a tough comparison to make. And he's like, yeah, we're not comparing, you know, we're talking about the transition. We're talking about after that uniform comes off.
Yes.
That experience.
And then, of course,
is the same.
And it maybe that is the same, but it's also two groups of people that need one another.
Yeah.
Right. And Colt also can understand not just transitioning, but also competitive spirit. Yep. Also understanding as well that there is a brotherhood, sisterhood, however you want to put it,
yeah,
that everyone does need one another, and it is a beautiful thing to witness, and it's now a movie. Again, MVP across the country today, and I want to get in a little bit about how people can see it or make sure that they do see it,
yep,
in a theater near you. But I do need to linger a little bit here, Nate Boyer, U.S. Army Green Beret, Nate Boyer, director Nate Boyer. I mean, you want to talk about putting two worlds together. Why in the world direct it? I mean, is this something you've always wanted to do? Because that's...
No.
I mean, like, being out of your lane, I would think that that's another version of that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love helping people tell their stories. I love sure. storytelling myself. I've loved movies my whole life, as many people do.
Right.
And this opportunity, this story that just came up organically, because it is based on real people, real events, like uh-huh. these things happened. That's how we started these sessions, is meeting some of these men that were living in this shelter, living in the barracks there. It just was like, it was so interesting. Like, we've got Hollywood and then we've got this homeless shelter. We've got this, you know, superstar NFL athlete, and we've got this military veteran who's really struggling with PTSD and other things. Like, all the juxtaposition, I was like, man, it's so interesting. It has to be a movie. So we started there, and then, you know, Stallone, who's been a big supporter of MVP, the organization, yes, charity, and Braden Aftergood, his producing partner, were just like, this is, you know, this script needs a lot of work off the first draft. And we took the notes and we worked on it. And he's like, but at the end of the day, we do believe a veteran should direct this movie, no matter what you make it for. And it wasn't a ton, you know, but we figured it out. And they were like, a vet should make this movie. And what better vet to not have to pay any money than myself?
You knew you could work inexpensively, is that what
yes,
you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Right?
I knew what I cost, and it wasn't anything. And so that helped. But really, it was a matter of putting together an incredible team. All the other departments, I didn't realize this until my DP told me this. The director of photography is the only department head who wasn't a vet. And he told me that, and I was like, wow, that's true. So there's so many vets that are also working in this industry, very experienced, understand the story that we're telling. Mm-hmm. And you want those people around you in your ear to be like, maybe let's think about shooting it this way, or maybe he should say that instead of this. And all those things were a huge part of this. So it was so collaborative. I just felt supported before we even started. And I was like, I know it's going to be hard, but I never played football before. I was 29 years old, and somehow I found my way on the field. You
yeah,
know
man.
What I mean?
And by the way, flying back and forth to Austin, Texas from the actual theater of battle over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So making sure that the light hits the camera or you got the right shot in the dailies.
It's hard,
work,
though.
You know? It's, yeah. It's, I know. I bet it is, but.
I think it came down to, like, if you can just communicate your vision, your creative vision, like, what this is what I want to see, and you've got people that are amazing at what they do, and you just you trust them as much as you can, as hard as you can with your baby, and just let it fly. I mean, that's the way. The story will become what it is. I mean, what was written down originally on that first clean sheet of paper is very different than what we see on the screen, but it's better, way better than anything I could have thought up or crafted. I mean, just because of the people involved. I mean, every veteran on screen is played by an actual vet.
That's amazing.
All those athletes you mentioned and others, Jared Bunch as well, you know, nice. New York Giants, like he's incredible.
Again, again, of course, he's part of the Glazer family, the MVP family.
Exactly.
I just love it. Yeah. So out of all the cameos, the biggest diva was Strahan, was it? You had to get like a certain room temperature water, no peanut M&Ms, no. You know, like honestly, had to be regular M&Ms.
Strahan I was the biggest diva for sure.
Oh, come on.
I had to be the biggest diva, yeah. I needed everything. I wanted everything a certain way because it was so important to get it, to try to get it right, to do our best. Mm-hmm. I hope we did. I'm certainly proud of it. From the first time I watched it, I hated it. And I was like, oh, you failed. You didn't, it's a mess. And then the last time I watched it was in the theater, Super Bowl week. We screened it just for MVP vets and supporters and the family. And that was the first time I not only enjoyed it, I was affected by it. I got emotional because I could feel the emotion in the room.
Love it.
And I was like, whoever we go with distribution wise, which ended up being FilmRise, and they're a great partner and I'm grateful. We had to have a theatrical, like some kind of theatrical release, because getting people together in the room is what we do at MVP, getting them together to watch this film, the theater, coming out of this pandemic, and we're still itching, scratching, clawing our way out of here. These moments where we can get together and experience things like this face to face are really important. You know, they're really important, and they help me, and I know they help us at MVP as an organization. I think they help everybody. So that's my hope with this thing.
How can everybody see it starting tonight, Nate Boer?
So it's playing in 35 cities around the country, including every NFL city.
I love it.
Which is amazing. Also San Diego, San Antonio, Austin, Orlando, and Salt Lake City. You go to filmrise-screenings.com/MVP or the way that I prefer and that we prefer is you go to vetsandplayers.org on the center of the homepage there. It says, watch the MVP movie. Click on that and it'll show you where you can purchase tickets online.
Nice.
To go see it in the theater. You got to buy the tickets online to go see it. And it's playing only tonight at 7:30 PM, no matter what time zone you're in, at a AMC near you. If you're in one of those 35 markets.
Awesome. I love that. So everybody go. Check that out. Everybody go see
No football's on tonight. It's Wednesday night.
I know.
There's no football.
What else is there to do other than just check out MVP? And I just love what you are doing with this venture along with Stray. I know it's very important, but Glaze, he's the heartbeat in many ways. And you are the soul. He's the heartbeat. You're the soul. You can put it together. And then he's the soul. Then you're the heartbeat. You kind of swap spots. It's
no really, brains between the two of us, but a lot of soul and heart.
Yeah, you've got brains. I mean, Glaze, we all know.
Love that guy. Yeah, Thank you, Jay.
He
love
is,
you, bro.
He is truly one of the most remarkable human beings I've ever met.
That is and I don't, without a doubt.
It is. I don't correct. Know how he has the time to do what he does in the day.
The energy.
And the energy, exactly. Exactly. And then when he battles himself and how open he is about his mental health, he's just a beautiful human.
It's a powerful book. If you haven't read the book
that
yet.
That is for sure. Merging Vets and Players. So it's vetsandplayers.org where you can also, let's just spend a little bit of time here for people who need the workout work through, which by the way, take it, use it. Where again, veterans need to get together, or if there is an athlete who's trying to transition, get together, work out, and then you sit around and talk about your problems, your issues, and you get some advice, you get some help, you get some, you know, camaraderie. How do people get involved with that portion of this?
Thank you, Rich. Yes, and that's all the cool thing about all that is it's all from your peers. It's all peer to peer. Everything that we do, that is the heart and soul of what MVP is.
Mm-hmm.
We got 8 chapters around the country: LA, Vegas, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, Seattle, Dallas, and Phoenix opens this week.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's so great.
It's all happening.
Well, Glaze has got it. He's moved to Arizona, so he's got to have a spot.
He was like, I need this, man. And I'm like, we know. I do too. We all do.
Sure.
And so that's happening soon. But if you're not in one of those cities, We also have Zoom options. So just go to vetsandplayers.org, register. If you are a combat vet or a former professional athlete, just go check us out, learn more. We would love to have you. And if you want to support us, go to vetsandplayers.org and shoot us a note. You know, if you want to host an event, host a screening of the movie, and every all these screenings we're going to be doing around the country are going to be fundraisers for MVP. Like, that is the purpose. Mm-hmm. We want to continue to expand and reach out. Like, that's where the biggest win in this film is telling our story, but also continuing to grow. And this is how we do it. But yeah, the organization is running strong. It's incredible that we're in 8 cities now. I mean, first time we came in here and talked about it, we were just really starting in LA. And now it's already there. And the goal is to be in those 35 markets and beyond as MVP chapters. And we'll get there. And part of it is starts Wednesday night, starts tonight.
Beautiful.
Tonight.
Beautiful.
Go.
Congratulations on that. And so you're going to get Arch Manning involved at some point? Well, he hasn't signed his letter of intent yet for your Longhorns, but we're going to get him involved at some point.
He hasn't signed it? It's not official.
We had Sarkisian on the show the other day, and we were told he cannot take questions on Arch Manning yet.
Oh, man. Well, I can.
TJ can. He's basing his retirement on all these rookie cards that he's bought.
I'm buying in. I've got a bunch of Arch Manning rookie cards.
Smart.
They're not even rookies, though, right, Chris? I can't even call them his rookie cards.
He's in high school.
He's a junior.
Can't really talk about it.
Cards.
It's weird.
But you can take questions on him. I love that. I can do it.
I'm just trying to buy a boat, Nate, and I think Arch can help.
A boat?
I just want a boat.
You guys, man. All right, everybody, check out MVP. Find where you can give that website one more time.
We'll go to vetsandplayers.org.
Right.
And then on the homepage, click on watch the MVP movie or filmrise.com/MVP. Sorry, filmrise-screenings.com/MVP.
You're the man, Nate Boyer.
No, you are the man,
no,
Rich Eisen.
Please. At least I can
the
do
Brando
this.
Of Scorsese's.
The Brando of Scorsese's. The Scorsese of Green Berets right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Everybody check out MVP in a theater near you. Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique 1/4 moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how their rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that, let's get back to the Rich Eisen Show. You know, the stuff we talk about here. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Navy Federal Credit Union. When you become a member of Navy Federal Credit Union, life just gets better. One big thing that gets better is buying a car. See, Navy Federal created a fully loaded car buying experience just for you, where you can finance, buy, protect, and enjoy your auto experience all from one convenient place. They offer great auto loan rates too. And get this, the pre-approval is good for 90 days, so you can shop and know exactly what you can afford while you shop. You can even shop for new and used cars with Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar. Also, you can get exclusive member savings with Carfax, SiriusXM, and more. And because it's Navy Federal, guess what? They're always available with 24/7 member service representatives to answer any questions. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/car buying. That's NavyFederal.org/car buying. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Let's go to Rasan in Phoenix, Arizona. What's up, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Rich? Love your show, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
I was calling because I know week one is over, and it's just week one, and some teams haven't really got to play with their offense during the preseason, but I'm still concerned about my team, the Rams, because I didn't like seeing – like, I love Cooper Kupp, and if he's on your fantasy team, even better, but – I just hope this next game I get to see him kind of spread the ball around, because you paid Allen Robinson and you paid Tyler Higbee, and I didn't get to see him get used. And I'm just worried about that.
Higbee got used. I mean, the first series was Cup. Got their first down of the year, and then Higbee got him to the plus side of the field, and then Von Miller shut it down, and that's the issue. I mean, the Rams have got to tighten up the bolts on that front line. They got to protect Stafford. If Stafford 100%. Is going to get sacked 7 times and hit 15 times, we're going to see some backups. You know, I mean, we are going to see Stafford really significantly hurt. I mean,
I hope not.
You know, Higbee was targeted 11 times over the week. And thanks for the call. The Rams just have to have better protection up front. They know it. They know it. And you just also have to tip the cat. Look, here's a silver lining of the Rams. You want a silver lining for the Rams?
I would love one.
A silver lining for the Rams.
What do you got?
When you look at the opener for your defending Super Bowl champs. I think I had this written down. I did the research because I'm a lead pipe wielding professional the Friday after the season opener. If I can find this material, I wrote it all down. Although my book is just filled with notes over the last year and a half. Here it is. I found it. The Buccaneers won by 2. Kansas City won by 14. New England by 30. Those are the last 3 previous banner-raising nights for the Super Bowl winners. Philadelphia won by 6. The New England Patriots in 2017 got waxed by Alex Smith and the Chiefs. Remember that?
I do remember.
They lost by 15.
Yep.
But the Chiefs weren't the odds-on favorite or the, one would think.
No.
Odds-on, or the consensus Super Bowl pick coming in.
Probably find
that. Denver won by 1. New England won by 7. Seattle won by 20 the year after they won it. And here it is right here. Although Baltimore went into Denver. But you kind of have to chalk it up to the fact that they went into Denver and Peyton Manning whipped them. And they went into Denver because there was some snafu scheduling with the Orioles. And they share, as you know, a facility down there. They share a complex down in Baltimore. Not since then has a defending champion of the NFL gotten a more crystal clear picture right away of what it looks like and what they're going to have to put forth in terms of effort and efficiency and execution. There's never been a clearer picture painted faster for that defending champ than the one that the Bills painted for the Rams 1 week ago tomorrow night.
They're out there like Bob Ross.
It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. You want to know what it looks like? You know what it looks going to look like? What you're going to have to do in order to repeat? Right there. That. So, chalk it up. Bury the tape. Take a look across the way and know, okay, this is what it's going to look like. This is what we got to do. I get it. But it all starts up front. That's it. Protect better. Got to. Have to figure that out. Problem is, their center's banged up for a month. And Noteboom's got to, call Witt and see if he could channel some of the witness. Can I get a witness on the left tackle?
It's your ticket.
So that's the silver lining for the Rams. We talked yesterday about Mike Tomlin's press conference and how it is must-see for us every week. And the phrases that he comes up with and the words that he says and the manner in which he executes. It's just great. We have a Bill Belichick press conference moment segment because it's Bill. And I sensed it from the beginning that his press conferences now will be must-see each week. And not because we gave him 3 coaching cliches to drop whenever he needed them. And he said, not only will I take those, I will do it in my next press conference at the Combine. In other words, his first press conference as head coach of the Miami Dolphins, something other than an introductory press conference, and Mike McDaniel did it. He's funny.
He's funny.
He's a funny guy. He's like childhood friends with Dan Soder, who plays Mephi on Billions, and he's correct. A stand-up comedian. So he's got a really good friend who knows comedy. He's a funny guy. And here was Mike McDaniel today telling a story about his days as an assistant and how being a head coach is vastly different.
Like, how's your sleep schedule versus your last stops?
Hmm.
I actually get more sleep now than I did in my past endeavors. It's partially because it didn't matter. I used to be able to really push it from game day to almost Wednesday without showering. Now that would be obvious. I can't hide.
That's amazing.
So assistants don't have to speak publicly, and they're not the most face-forward coach on the staff for the franchise. So as a head coach, you must find time for proper hygiene.
Yeah.
And, absolutely. You know, and showering.
You're out there, so.
As an assistant, he said he could push it from game day to Wednesday. I'm assuming game day is a Sunday.
Yeah.
Right. No shower Sunday to Wednesday.
Woo. Think about if it was a Thursday game, though.
It's the longest you've gone without showering.
That's a very personal question, Chris.
You're
talking about recently or ever?
Ever.
Nah, I mean, let's just say since you've had kids.
Oh, God, it's an everyday situation. What are you talking about? It's got to be an everyday situation.
All right.
You know, you're a leader. You got to show the way it's done.
That's so true.
But kids don't shower every day. Kids don't bathe every day.
Oh, dude. Wait till Cage actually has to do this stuff, okay? Wait. Just wait. You have to be...
He doesn't even want to get dressed. You know what I mean?
Like,
you're still in a situation where he's two. He's two. He won't remember anything. He will not remember...
How you're going to have a scar on your head.
Yeah, the rest of your life, you're going to have a scar on your head. And he'll be like, Dad, why is a scar on your head? Well, you led with your head and your mouth... Yeah. You know, jumping into a pool when you shouldn't have, and I was diving under the water to make sure you didn't, you know, crack your head open diving into the pool, and you cracked my head open, and I damn near, because I'm such a hard-headed masshole, son, I nearly knocked the teeth out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. He won't remember this.
No.
But there will be times where you need to lead by example, and you got to get in the shower and show him how it's done.
Oh, I mean, he showers with me now.
Understood.
But, like, yeah.
You got to do this.
He just wants to draw on the wall. He doesn't want to clean himself.
That's what I'm saying. He won't remember any of these moments.
Right.
So, every day.
So, when was the last time?
How long are you go?
I think I've gone a couple days recently.
Jeez,
I mean,
what a pig.
But I don't have hair to clean.
If I don't, I feel bad. Because I went one day. Just recently.
I do feel bad too because I don't like to go to bed dirty. I like to shower.
Yeah. Well, how about, by the way, you say you don't have hair to clean.
Well,
you've got a layered effect going on right now with that shirt on, so not to be too
easy,
you know, revealing to our new Roku channel audience. Oh, but you know, we've been
you're saying he's George the Animal still light over there. Is that what you're getting?
TJ.
Is that what you're saying?
I had to buy new clippers. My regular ones were broken.
All right, now we're wading into different territory here. Thank you to Mike McDaniel for sharing and leading to this segment here on the Rich Eisen Show. Content, baby. Content.
Content is king.
The Roku channel has us. That's why we're on channel 210. That's why we're here.
Right above TNA Impact Wrestling.
Who's coming up next hour? What's his name in Boston?
Marcus Smart. Greatest Boston name ever.
Marcus.
What's second place? What's second place?
Noma.
That's a good one.
Noma.
So Marcus Smart knocked Noma off.
Because Noma is just, he only has one R.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever pronounces his last name.
Gassiapara.
Noma.
You got to have a Patriot.
But now we got Marcus Smart. I mean, come on.
You got a Patriot?
Who's the best Patriot name?
You got to have one, right?
Patriot name ever. Good one. I got to think.
Isn't it Tommy?
He doesn't have any R's in his name.
Brady?
Gronky?
No.
Let's think. We got to find a Patriot. It's got to be one.
Somebody can call in. Tommy Curran. Tom Curran.
Tommy Curran.
Brewski. Tommy Curran.
Brewski?
Brewski's a good one.
Yeah, but you don't. But it's not
in terms of using the accent.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not going to lead you to ask if you like them apples.
Right. Exactly. That's why Marcus Smart is like.
Marcus Smart is great.
That's number one in Noma.
Noma.
Love Noma. You know who's really good is Noma.
Noma kid.
Here, just a really quick thing. These guys know I used to produce Punk back in the day.
Yes,
we tried to punk A-Rod, right?
Yeah.
He never signed off on it. But the bit was. the waiter at this restaurant was just messing with him, and he kept telling that, you know, he was no Jeter, and he was definitely no Noma. And it was just funny to hear this guy just berate A-Rod, like, you're no Noma guy. And he didn't sign the form, and so the punk never saw the light of day.
That's odd that A-Rod would bag out of that. Yeah. That's very strange. Story. What an O. Henry-like twist to that story.
Noma!
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.